It is Friday. So happy to be back with you today, searching for truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is the 9th day of December, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, earlier this year, we introduced all of you to the heartbreaking story of Rod and Vera Brooks. Their saga began in September of 2021 when Rod went to the hospital with severe COVID symptoms and was placed onto the remdesivir protocol. I'm sure you know how this ends. Basically, from the moment the remdesivir hit him, Rod's body went into a total state of collapse. He suffered from pneumonia, organ failure, a urinary tract infection, a staph infection, and malnutrition. He vomited blood. He suffered 3 heart attacks and was placed into 3 comas and had a stroke. So-called doctors pressured Vera aggressively to give up on her husband and place him under a do not resuscitate order so they could just let him die and be done with it. Collect their check. Vera kept a personal journal, which logged all of the mistreatment that her husband suffered from hospital staff. The Brooks kept on fighting for as long as they could, but eventually the abuse was just too much to overcome, and Rod died. Well, since then, Vera has continued to fight for her husband's memory and against the insane mass-murdering COVID policies. She recently appeared at a San Diego County Board of Supervisors meeting regarding the COVID emergency response to tell her story. Look.
Let me know when can I start.
Go ahead.
I do have a picture that should be up on the screen somewhere.
Okay. As the speaker is showing this image, would like to note that it could be graphic for some individuals. Please go ahead.
Well, you may say it's graphic, but this is reality.
Ask you to please state your name for the record.
Yes, Andrew Potter. My name is Vera Brooks, and I'm here. This is my husband, Rodney Glenn Brooks. He's no longer here. He was delivered to me in a box, UPS, in a box in ashes because of the protocols that you are saying are helping people. How is that helping people? That's 11 months of pure torture. They gave him, he was about to come home October the 1st. 2 minutes is not enough. 2 minutes is not enough. You guys get 30 minutes and then you make the decision at the end of this. It's ludicrous. And you're sitting there with your expensive ass suits. How much did that cost you? 1 remdesivir vaccine? Because 2 remdesivir vaccines did this to my husband. He was about to retire in a year. He was about to come home October the 1st, and he agreed to be observed. As soon as he agreed to be observed, they force ventilated him. They put propofol, fentanyl, Xanax, morphine, vancomycin, chemotherapy. All of this shit that you're calling therapeutic? What is so therapeutic out that you're killing people? You are murdering for money, willingly. You are murdering for money. When did you get this treatment? How many of your family members were hospitalized? The only people that are dying are the people that go to the hospital. Those are the only people that are dying. Nobody is dying at home. People can be treated with ivermectin and HQ. But you know why they're denying that treatment? Because it's like $2 a pill. And everybody is dying of COVID. You know why they're dying of COVID?
Thank you. Your time is up.
Next speaker, please.
That's it. That's their response. You saw it. You heard that. After Vera was done, the only response that she received from this board was, next speaker, please. And then they tried to rush her out. Well, that's where Audra Morgan stepped in. She called out how overtly disgusting the board's behavior was.
Ma'am, your outbursts are disrupting the conduct of the meeting. Please stop. Next speaker, please.
Her husband rotted from the inside out.
Ma'am, your outbursts are disrupting the conduct of the meeting. It's your second
warning.
It's
valid. Murders. Her husband rotted from the inside out, Nathan. And you have such a careless demeanor about you. It's so arrogant. And Dr. Death, it's like, are you going to acknowledge that the protocols that you guys are giving are killing people and rotting them from the inside out? You're talking about getting oral medications. You're not giving anybody HCQ or ivermectin, which could save their life.
So in response, this
chairman summons the cops to arrest her. Watch.
You're murdering people!
I'm not stepping near you.
I didn't do anything. Her husband was murdered from the inside out. You gave me three warnings. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Hey, hey, hey. Take it easy, dude. You know her. Take it easy. Take it easy, man.
I'm outside, sir.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh.
Back off her.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
You're gonna manhandle her?
What
the f*** is wrong with you, you dumb? You dumb.
I'm not in question.
You're gonna. Are you kidding me? You're gonna manhandle her? You.
Where are you doing?
What the.
What is it?
You're. Are you kidding me? Hey. Use your conscience, dude. I know how you feel. You can't let this happen. Are you a down shirt?
I'm backing up.
Are you kidding me? She defended her friend for freedom of speech. This is what you do to people? You're hurting her. You're hurting her. You're hurting her. You love her. You love her. Stand up for her. Stand up for her. I know you love her. I know you love her. I know you love what she's doing. Look what they're doing to her. You're abusing. This is uncalled for. This is unreasonable. You're kidding me, dude. You guys know better. You guys know better. You 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 like her. You like her. You told me you're her friend.
Are
you kidding me?
Why?
You. I'm not getting closer. You can't do this. You're
disgusting. Now, before a mob gets all whipped up, Audra wants everyone to know the cop who had to manhandle her is someone that she knows, and he didn't want to arrest her. He was just following orders. But we don't need any restraint for the people who gave this command, specifically this chairman and the upper administration at the San Diego County Sheriff's Office. They're tyrants. They're tyrants who are trying to use force and violence to terrify and intimidate the public so that we won't speak out about what's happening to us and all of the lives that are being destroyed. They are evil, vicious people trying to cover up one of the worst atrocities in human history. Audra Morgan is here with us now to talk more about this. What law did you break exactly?
I didn't. And, you know, I mean, what I got a ticket for was resisting arrest. But what am I resisting being arrested for?
Yeah,
I mean, at no point, they had no due process at all.
I mean, did you have a weapon on you? Did you wave a gun around? Did you
threaten
to blow up the building or something? I mean, what crime were you suspected of committing?
Defending somebody? I mean, that's the thing. There's no crime that I committed. All the other times they gave me, when they arrested me, it was for impeding a meeting and resisting arrest. And at no point, even at the other times, did I resist arrest or delay the meeting or anything like that. But it's the chairman that always does it. He always, you know, blames it on the people, but he'll silence people. I mean, even the woman he interrupted when they arrested me this time, I mean, she's in an emotional speech about, you know, a family member because they were dealing with ICE and immigration. And so he interrupts her just blatantly saying that we're doing it. And I'm thinking, this woman is in an emotional speech right now. Why do you have to do that? You could wait until later. But they just keep getting, I mean, as soon as I'm done speaking, they shut my mic off. I mean, and they'll let people go 30 to 40 seconds longer many times, but I'm being arrested for it.
Audra, so, that this cop that knows you didn't want to do what he did, which is, I mean, you're entitled to that, of course. We don't give him a pass, not here. following orders. Where have we heard that before? And you know what? He did have a choice. He could have thrown his badge down right there. He could have just said, no, I'm refusing to do that. I'm not going to arrest somebody who has not broken the law. But instead, he chose to put his hands on you, drag you down a hallway, handcuff you, and treat you like a career criminal home-invading thug.
Yeah. I mean, it's very sad. It's actually breaks my heart because I know them. I feel like they're in between wanting to do it and not wanting to. They know it's wrong. You know, they have, like, I mean, he took me down to the basement afterwards to give me the ticket, but he had the handcuffs on really tight. My wrist is injured. And I said, can you loosen that? And he goes, oh, I can go ahead and do that because I know you're not a threat. I'm not a threat. So I'm not a threat now that we're in the basement. But when we were up there in front of 150 people or whatever, you know, I'm a threat and you had to take me down.
No, actually, he's right. You were a threat. You were a threat to the liars. You were a threat to the killers. You were a threat to the murder for money, killing for cash scheme that has been going on in our hospitals since the introduction of this biowarfare declared on citizens openly by our government. You were a threat to exposing the truth about that. And that's why the chairman called the police. Why would the chairman have to call the police, the brown shirts, the enforcement arm, the Gestapo, to silence somebody who has a dissenting point of view?
I don't know, but he's doing it all the time. I mean, he's all the time, and it's getting more aggressive. I mean, because I shouldn't be arrested. I mean, the first time someone was arrested, it was for clapping. And it's like, what is going on here? I mean, that they'll allow you to clap when they have their little invocations in the morning before the meeting, when they're, you know, working with their little specialty groups that, you know, they can do the quid pro quo and pat you on the back kind of stuff. But if, as soon as we make any noise or do anything like that, because they said it's offensive. It's offensive to others.
What's the name of this chairman?
Nathan Fletcher.
Nathan Fletcher. Okay. Yep. And what is the name of the sheriff, or who gave the order to do this to you?
See, that's the thing. The sergeant wasn't there. And so the person playing sergeant was one that I've actually had conflict with before. And he was the one I was pleading to. His name is Ramos. And I said, Ramos, please. And he just was telling me to calm down. Audra, calm down. And I'm thinking, calm down. I'm being totally assaulted right now. Why don't you tell this officer, Gonzalez, to calm down, or have one of the women that was right there. I mean, there was like 8 officers sitting there and trying to push the people back, not do anything to say, like, let's de-escalate the situation.
Well, you know, the San Diego County Sheriff's Office needs to hear from all of us. Because this is a blatant violation of your constitutional rights, a 100% criminal violation of your rights. And, you know, this Ramos had a choice. Gonzalez had a choice. They all had a choice, and they chose to act this way. That is criminal behavior. They should be arrested. They should be charged with the crime. This is police brutality at its finest. These people are acting as the enforcement Gestapo brown shirt arm of an illegitimate government. And why are they following orders from this Chairman Fletcher? It's beyond me. I don't even know. I'm pissed off. When I view this footage, I'm just absolutely pissed off. I mean, I can't imagine how you feel. So now they're charging you with a crime. You have to go to court and defend yourself for resisting arrest, which it appears that they can frame very easily there using this video against you. The judge then should just say, no, you know what? Remand these people, these deputies into custody. This is a violation of our rights. This is going to be happening all over our country. And these people are not going to stop until they are stopped. I got about a minute left. Final words, Audra.
That's right. I mean, and that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. Like, I can only hold them back for so long. They're going to come after all of us if we do nothing, if we don't stand up and say no to them and quit doing this and do something. I mean, I don't want the boot on somebody else's face and have them come at their door. So if we can do something now before that time comes, I mean, I'm willing to go through this just so that they don't have to.
Good for you. You're a hero. Stay strong. We are commanded to pick up the sword and fight, and you are doing just exactly that. You're a warrior. Do not be intimidated. Audra Morgan, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Are we just going to sit around and take this in this country? Or are we going to rise up en masse to make sure that accountability is recognized for these people? This Chairman Fletcher needs to hear from all of us. He won't stop until he's stopped. The San Diego County Sheriff should immediately be issuing warrants for the arrest of these officers who overtly, in a disgusting way, flagrantly and blatantly, criminally violated Audra Morgan's constitutional rights that are inherently provided to her by the Constitution and by God. Do not accept anything less than immediate accountability for those brown shirts that abused her on camera. We'll be right back. Yourself right now. Do not be a victim of the imminent electronic banking system reset. Checking accounts, savings accounts, retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
So U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is one of the only elected officials in the country even remotely open to at least the charade of a serious investigation of the COVID-19 shots, what they do and what we should do about it. Well, on Thursday, he led a roundtable discussion in D.C. on the topic, and he titled it COVID-19 Vaccines, What They Are, How They Work, and Possible Causes of Injuries. Great. So the purpose of this roundtable was to actually get somewhat close to the truth about just exactly what it is that's happening thanks to these deadly shots that they've imposed on almost the entire population. Perhaps the most compelling testimony wasn't from any of the doctors present, but instead from former equity portfolio manager Ed Dowd. Dowd dug into the data about the deaths in the United States with the same statistical mind that he used for analyzing investments. In a single sentence, Dowd put it this way, quote, "Something flipped in 2021," unquote. Instead of excess deaths dropping with the rollout of the supposedly life-saving vaccine, they stayed high, and they continue to rise. As Dowd pointed out, holders of group life insurance policies who were heavily exposed to mandates have a death rate currently 40% above their historical average versus 32% above the average for the rest of the population. Meanwhile, Dr. Paul Merrick testified at the roundtable about the FDA's sabotage of early treatment drugs. Dr. Kirk Milhone spoke about myocarditis in children, and there was a whole lot more. The panel in Washington wasn't the only good news yesterday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just said that his government is looking to actually hold pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna accountable for how their shots killed young people through myocarditis and other side effects. Take a look.
The tech companies are trying to, and before Musk on Twitter was, they're trying to use massive power, massive ability to shape the narrative to enforce orthodoxy and to marginalize dissenting views. And so the orthodoxy they want is not your values or my values. I can tell you that right now. And so you know and you see it. And so this was one thing, they're talking about Hunter Biden, but there's 100 other examples that they're going to be able to show. And how they marginalized people that were speaking the truth on COVID was really, really damaging. And it ended up killing people because people would tell the truth and they would get deplatformed on Twitter. We're also going to be doing some stuff because I have a Surgeon General in Florida, Dr. Joseph Latipo. who's been really, really strong of just fighting back against the narrative and the phony things that people are trying to do and focus on the evidence. And so, you know, we are going to work to hold these manufacturers accountable for this mRNA, because they said there was no side effects, and we know that there have been a lot. And so we did a study in Florida, and you saw an 86% increase in cardiac related activity from people 18 to 39 from mRNA shots. And so we're going to be doing some stuff to bring accountability there, because I think it's just something where.
Okay, so I mean, those are great words. It's good politics. But words are also just words, and we've heard a lot of those. So we'll be watching Governor DeSantis' actions to see if he actually delivers. Otherwise, he's no better than the rest. And in some cases, a whole lot worse. Dr. Jane Ruby was closely following all of yesterday's events from the roundtable to Governor DeSantis, and she joins us now to discuss this more. So what do you make of all of this happening right now out in front of these cameras? Is it grandstanding? Is it fake?
So I'm on fire about this. I'm gonna start out telling you the truth. This is a whole bunch of garbage. Ron Johnson, you did exactly what I told you you were going to do. And then you bitched at me in an email privately back in March because you were so feigning your indignation. You held a meeting in January. You learned a lot there. A lot of those same snakes were in that room, Stu. A lot of the right people are missing from that room. And then what did he do, Stu? I told you all that he would, this was a dog and pony show January 24th on Capitol Hill. And all he was going to do was campaign on it. And what did he do? And it's not just Ron Johnson, because Rand Paul sat there for months and watched Fauci commit perjury right in front of him. And then they do nothing. And then we learn later on, Stu, of course, that they all own pharmaceutical stock. Right. But what did Ron Johnson do? Sure enough, he used the rest of the year to campaign. Now, Stu, the last time I looked at my calendar, it was December of 2022. And he's wrapping up the year now that he's reelected. With his little hearing. And in that room, Stu, there were some very good people. But there were also some people that were not that good. They were snakes. Some of them tried to bribe each other. Some of them are lying right to Johnson's face. Some of them have been co-opted to switch the narrative around. A lot of information was missing. Probably the best information was Edward Dowd's information, his actuarial numbers. Anything over 10% in a year of death, all-cause mortality death, gets insurance companies, you know, alarms going off. It's 40%. So look at Governor DeSantis. I'm going to put a little notice out to you. You want the truth, you and Dr. Latipo? Call Stu Peters and Dr. Jane Ruby. You want to do it privately? Go watch the Dr. Jane Ruby show, my past segments on a lot of this truth. I'm sick of the dog and pony show, Stu. It's fake. It's to give people a little sense, a little red meat to go into Christmas with. Oh, they're working on it. I trust him. You trust him? It's been 12 months, Stu, and babies are dying. People are dropping dead suddenly. White blood clots are still being yanked out of bodies. Real blood clots are still happening to drop people dead. Strokes, heart attacks, babies having heart attacks in utero. I'm done, Stu. I'm done.
Yeah, so, you know, Karen Kingston was on the program earlier this week or last and said that, you know, attorneys general from around the country have the authority to, without a warrant, actually stop this, whether it's seizing the shots, stopping the shots, prosecuting people who were responsible for introducing the shots, safe and effective narratives, you know, remdesivir protocols, ventilators, all of these things. They just need to stop. I mean, this is nothing more than campaigning words and grandstanding. I am looking forward to the opportunity to sit down with Governor DeSantis, because if he is who he says he is, then that's great. But if he is who he says he is, then you're right. He should be contacting us. We have platformed, I don't know how many hundreds of different experts and scientists and doctors and microscopy researchers and, you know, pharmaceutical analysts and biotech analysts who have patents and data and receipts. They have the contents of the vials. They have images of the contents of the vials. They have videos. They have slides. They have slide decks. They have entire presentations. All of these people are being largely ignored by what looks to be controlled opposition. Now, That's a word that gets used on the right quite a bit, along with grifting gets used on the right quite a bit. And there seems to be no shortage of this controlled opposition, which I would now just refer to as straight opposition. They're not controlled at all, because if you're not willing to come out and say what's actually happening with these shots, everybody knows by now exactly what it is that's going on with these shots.
Let me add one more thing. The only thing Johnson has done is he wrote a wimpy ass letter to SecDef Austin in March or April after that initial hearing. Congress has the power to subpoena these companies, to shut them down, to dismantle the FDA, to haul in the FDA for their discovery and their documents. They haven't done jack, Stu, because it's fake. Every single congressional member owns stock in pharmaceutical companies. That's the background. Better be careful, Governor DeSantis, because people are going to start looking at all of you. All of you. I'm
very
tired
closely.
Of this. People are dying.
Yeah, very people closely. And, you know, his Surgeon General was on this program, Dr. Ladapo or Ladapo. I guess I'm really not quite sure on the pronunciation. I thought it was Ladapo. That's how I introduced him. I heard Governor DeSantis there just say Ladapo. Whatever. The point here is he was on the program, and I challenged him. Would you commit to actually taking these vials and examining them yourself under a microscope? And he said something to the effect of, well, he's not a microscopy expert. You don't have to be. It's actually your lack of expertise in microscopy that would have you going, what is that? Because we have what appears to be self-assembling circuitry, nanoparticles that come together, that do different things when they're introduced to frequencies and to routers. I mean, Matt Taylor does a great job of showing this.
He's got access. Come on, Stu. He's the AG. He's the Attorney General.
Surgeon General.
You know, of the state. A Surgeon General. I'm sorry. Yep. He's got access to any expert he wants, any lab.
That's right.
Any microscopy system. Come on. It's so ingratiating. It's just so fake.
Yeah. So I'll be looking forward to seeing exactly.
We've got to act.
Yeah, we do. We have to ask. We have to act right now to stop this. Not stop the mandates, not fight against mask mandates, not, you know, recommend the shot for only certain age groups or the most vulnerable of people or those with underlying conditions. No, these are death shots. They're killing virtually everybody that they go into. And those that they haven't killed already, they ultimately will kill. The more boosters that go into these people, the more poisoned they are. This is a bioweapon, biowarfare attack, sponsored by the government and being carried out on its people. Thank you for your honesty. We really appreciate it, Dr. James. Strongly worded letters from Ron Johnson to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is just absolutely not going to get it done at all. Now, the former vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, Dr. Anthony Huff, this guy has been doing this tour all over the media now, blowing the whistle saying, hey, guess what? COVID-19 was man-made. He was on with Jesse Waters in what I consider to be a very weak line of questioning by Waters. But you have to remember, Fox and Waters are China and Israel. They are controlled. They are paid by Pfizer and by Moderna to do these softball interviews. But the narrative has moved such that now they actually have to address it. Well, guess what? Coming up next on The Stu Peters Show, Dr. Anthony Huff will be here. Peter Daszak's former partner, EcoHealth Alliance vice president and scientist. And no softball questions will be asked right on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Dr. Andrew G. Huff is a combat veteran and infectious disease epidemiologist with decades of experience in scientific research. Most importantly, though, Dr. Huff was a senior scientist and vice president at EcoHealth Alliance. That's the nonprofit we've talked about extensively on this program. That's the nonprofit that took U.S. taxpayer dollars and directed them to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function research. You know, the research that Anthony Fauci lied about in front of Congress and the Senate. Well, the head of EcoHealth, Peter Daszak, then spearheaded the push to declare it misinformation to say that COVID came out of a lab or that lab. Well, Dr. Huff knows the truth about what was happening at EcoHealth, and now he's written it down into a brand new book, The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. We want to give Dr. Huff as much time as possible, so let's get right into it here. He joins us now, Dr. Huff. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So EcoHealth Alliance, we'll just address this right away, has released a statement saying, nope, you're not who you say you are. You didn't work there at these times. You had nothing to do with this research in Wuhan. To that, you say what?
Oh, many things. Well, first of all, I never stepped foot in China. So I think the New York Post first put out the article saying that I had worked in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So I've never been to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I've never stepped foot in China. But when you're an executive officer at a company like this, you start to eat your fingers in a lot of different pies. We had weekly executive meetings. I was well aware of everything that was going on at the company, including this gain of function research. When I was first hired at EcoHealth Alliance in 2014, I was actually handed the Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence Proposal to review as a scientist. We only had probably four or five doctors there, veterinarians, PhDs. So this is very typical, normal behavior at an academic institution or a think tank. And I really didn't think anything when I reviewed this proposal, but there was no question that this is gain of function. It's actually clearly written and described in this proposal, which I break down thoroughly in the book for the audience.
Peter Daszak basically stood in front of the entire world and said, let's whip this thing up, and then we'll gin up the fear, gin up the hype, and then investors will respond. What did he mean by that?
Well, this was actually a pitch or an investment pitch we started making at EcoHealth Alliance. A fun fact or a thing, fun thing for your audience to do, my Twitter handle is AGHUFF, AGHUFF, and I actually released all my documents from EcoHealth Alliance to prove everything I've been saying. And one of the documents in there is a investment pitch deck, which we make to InQtel. InQtel is the CIA's venture capital firm. Most famously, they invested into Google Earth. They were actually the big financial backer, but most people don't even realize that the CIA and the Department of Defense have a venture capital firm. They do. So we actually pitched the humanized mice gain-of-function work to make medical countermeasures, aka vaccines, to InQtel. You can go really down the rabbit hole with this. So one of the other partner organizations that we worked with was Metabiota. You might be familiar with Metabiota from the Ukraine Biolabs and then Hunter Biden's investment into those companies. Well, Metabiota actually pitched the same kind of research and work to InQtel and received the investment. So I actually don't know whether or not we received the investment, but I actually helped build the investment pitch deck with Dr. Daszak. So this is just par for the course. I mean, I have in documents, I experienced it, and he said it recorded live in a number of different interviews. I mean, Dr. Daszak is a proven liar. He was assigned to the WHO investigation into the origin of the pandemic. And can you imagine me being who I am working there and then knowing that Dr. Daszak is the person to go investigate a lab leak, you know, to determine whether or not this virus leaked out of a lab or was of a natural origin? I mean, I was, you know, I felt like I was living in, you know, clown world. I could not believe it.
Well, if everything that you've been saying is true, which we don't have any belief to any reason to disbelieve this, Peter Daszak should be approached by U.S. Marshals and they should put him in handcuffs and perp walk him. I mean, that's just all.
Oh, absolutely. So there's three key people who should be in prison or at least on trial. See whether or not they should be punished to go to prison. We have due process even for these people. Dr. Daszak, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Dr. Barrett. Both of these three people are key to the development and mismanagement of this research leading to this laboratory escape. It's not all the United States' fault, but a lot of blame lies on us. The other interesting thing here, too, is that Dr. Robert Malone just gave some, testimony at Senator Ron Johnson's roundtable on the vaccine, and he even talks about the intelligence community's involvement in the development of the medical countermeasure. Well, it stands to reason they've also been involved in the development of the agent itself, too.
We don't consider this to be a medical countermeasure. We consider it to be a bioweapon. But was the Wuhan, Barrick, EcoHealth, Daszak research only about creating new virus mRNA sequences, or was this about merging gene editing technologies with lipid nanoparticle technology to create an advanced bioweapon, a part biology, part nanotechnology weapon?
Well, so one of my areas of expertise is bioterror, biowarfare. So typically, if you're going to develop a bioweapon as a state-sponsored actor, you want to develop the medical countermeasure for it simultaneously, because if you go to use it, you want to be able to treat your own people in case it starts to spread around the planet, or so your own people don't become infected. So what's important for your audience to know is that the agent SARS-CoV-2 and the mRNA SARS-CoV-2 jabs were co-developed together, okay? Now, whether or not it does fit the definition of being a bioweapon by U.S. legal terms. So there is gain of function taking place. And then there's another definition taking place, which they call dual use research and concern. And that's really ambiguous, because what it means is if you're doing this type of research, it can be used for peaceful purposes or as a weapon. So the whole definition relies upon this stupid, flawed assumption, in my opinion, that you don't really know whether it's good or bad until someone uses it as a weapon. Because anything that could be peaceful, you know, firearms fit into this category as well. You know, a firearm is a good tool to provide self-defense to yourself until it gets into a criminal's hand and then they use it for a crime. So it's just a stupid definition, but it does fit the traditional definition of being a bioweapon, at least the agent itself. And the countermeasure, the jabs, really, they use this travesty, this disaster, to bring an experimental drug to market for probably other ulterior motives, money, and then to also bring a new technology to market for bioweapons defense. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, we think it's a whole lot more than money, actually. There seems to be no threshold for death from what the carnage is that these shots have created, and they just continue to incessantly push these things, looking for mandates, looking to vaccinate pregnant women, vaccinate babies in vitro, in utero. So how would a gain of function be leaked exactly, or intentionally be released from a lab? I mean, wouldn't they have to intentionally infect people using the lipid nanoparticles, aerosol, food, something people drink? Isn't the concept that this was an accident just actually impossible?
No, they don't really have to. So let's clear something up here. They don't have to inject somebody with a lipid nanoparticle. That's part of a delivery technology for the mRNA jabs, gene therapy. Really, the only thing that would have to happen in the laboratory is that a person would have to be exposed to the agent in unsafe working conditions without the right biosafety level or biosecurity procedures and processes in place. And then that person would get sick, and then they'd go for a walk, they go out to lunch, and then they'd start to spread the disease.
So you're saying this was just shoddy safety protocols?
I believe so. So in my book, I discuss this in detail. So near the end of the book, I actually go through what they call a scenario analysis. And this is what they use in the intelligence community and scientific world when we work on defense or intelligence scenarios. So you war game every possibility. You think of every possible action that could have happened here. It was a false flag attack. Someone intentionally released it. Well, if you actually look at the Chinese government's behavior, when this agent first leaks in late August or early September of 2019, that's when this emerges. Okay, that's a hard fact. They start panic buying containment equipment for their laboratory, which that indicates, it's a strong indicator that they are aware that they have a leak and they're trying to plug it before anyone finds out. And actually, everything in the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese government's behavior from when that leak begins strongly indicates an accident based on all the actions that they take.
But these are the same people sending us all kinds of propaganda of people dying in the streets. We know that that didn't happen. We know that that was all fake. So could this have been staged as well?
Well, that's possible. I mean, anything's possible. I discuss that in the book. I go, I have my ideas, and I support my ideas with scientific evidence or hard facts. That's what we do in epidemiology. And I'm actually trained as an FBI criminal epidemiologic investigator. You have to use up facts to build your case and support it. Now, I can talk against the type of scenario that you're suggesting for a second, an intentional event. Well, one, if you didn't have the medical countermeasure developed and you released it intentionally on your own country, it'd be a death sentence. So I don't understand what their motivation would be to do that. The second thing is, everyone seems to believe that the Chinese asserted world dominance by increasing their gross domestic product and making a ton of money off this. Well, actually, the opposite is true. The Chinese lost a ton of money on this. So when the disease comes in, the lockdowns happen, China's gross domestic product shrinks just along with everyone else's on the planet. Also, if you look at the Chinese Communist Party's stated objectives before this event happens from like 2016 to 2019, this would actually severely undermine Their key goals of increasing enrollment in the party and building trust and growing the party. That's really what they want to do. Is they want the Chinese Communist Party to be the biggest, most powerful party in Chinese, you know, history. And this event, a leak or an intentional release even, severely destroys, works against all those different objectives.
So you said that you don't need to inject somebody with the lipid nanoparticle. What about the theories of an aerosolized version or something in the food that people eat or something in the water or somewhere that people drink?
Well, are you referring to the mRNA platform, or are you referring to the agent itself?
I'm referring to the infection or the sickness that affected Americans with SARS-CoV-2. Wasn't it a bioweapon attack with aerosolized lipid nanoparticles?
Well, the devil's in the details there. So typically you have to aerosolize an infectious agent, you have to apply some kind of tinning to it to make it to stay aerosolized. That's not the case here. Coronaviruses have a long history. It's like the common cold. They typically circulates around the planet every couple of years. And this agent on its own was engineered to be airborne transmissible. So that's what they did in the laboratory. So if you were working with in the laboratory and you didn't have the proper respirator or the gloves on, or you spilled something, you didn't have what they call reverse or negative or positive pressure environment to pull the infected air away from you to be filtered. These are the kind of things that they actually start buying after the lab leak occurs. And that, without having those equipment in place or working in those prior biosafety level environments, it makes it very likely that these types of accidents would occur. When I was a professor at a university, I had a biological lab, a BSL-2 lab, and it was common for students to get sick. So we were working with cows and infectious diseases in cows, okay? You get some cow's blood on you, it's not a big deal. It's like, you know, you're spilling your steak meat on you. But then if that animal is infected with something and it gets in your mouth, for example, there's a high probability that you'd become sick. And sometimes those things happen because people are wearing gloves, they touch their face, they're eating in the laboratory, which they're not supposed to do. It's a fact that this Chinese laboratory, the WIV, was operating with subpar biosafety procedures and processes in place. There's U.S. cables from the State Department with FDA scientists that confirm this. And there's been other people around the world who've said this. So this is not just coming from me. Those are referencing U.S. government documents and communications about what was happening at that laboratory.
So you mentioned Dr. Robert Malone at Ron John's Roundtable yesterday. And he's been on this program and many others where he's repeatedly and openly divulged information about a call that he received on January 4th of 2020. That call was from a former CIA agent connected to the intelligence community called Callahan, who was based in Wuhan, China. So what was going on in Wuhan, China on January 4th of 2020? Why would the intel community have an interest in contacting the man who wants to be credited with inventing this mRNA technology that would later be used to deliver these shots to over 5 billion people? What was the CIA doing there?
Part of the cover-up operation. So I don't believe, I've actually thought of this long and hard. So I was actually recruited to be a Dr. Callahan type at the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. I talk about this in my book. And when you have it, and I had a top secret clearance, I actually worked on the classified side of it, signals intelligence and complex modeling simulation for public health and bioterror. So I've worked in that environment. And when I first read this story, I find it's really interesting to me. I'm like, huh, I'm like, that's a really strange thing for Dr. Callahan to call Dr. Malone. But now looking at the timeline and what I know now about the series of events, I believe that was a staged call from the intelligence community to Dr. Malone. It was intentionally leaked to him for some reason. Because I looked at it this way. So pretend that I've been sent over to China to sneak into China, to sneak into a hospital and collect medical health intelligence. Well, first of all, China, I'm a 6'5" white guy. I've never seen Dr. Callahan in person, but in China, I think you would stick out like a sore thumb. They know who you are when you get to their customs. You're going to be tracked immediately, especially with all their camera signal technology to monitor and track people, especially through a city like Wuhan. I just don't buy it. And then he was able to sneak into a hospital. I mean, none of this really makes sense. So I haven't quite figured it out yet, but for some reason, the intelligence community intentionally had Dr. Callahan contact Dr. Malone to share that information. And I think it's a potential cover story to say that the United States government had been doing something to get ahead of this. In reality, I think the U.S. government knew about this in October or late September of 2019. So this whole idea that they're running around trying to collect intelligence doesn't make sense. By January 4th, this is from looking at communications that have been released. The cover-up operation between the Chinese government and the U.S. government is well underway.
So what was the CIA doing there?
Well, CIA might not be quite the right word for Dr. Callahan. So, you know, he does have ties to...
But the CIA was there, though. I mean, yeah, he had defense contractor ties and intelligence community ties.
That's not... I mean, just because the CIA is there, that's not necessarily a bad thing. So the U.S. government has, and the intelligence community, has a vested interest in protecting us and the military. So if there are events going on around the world, they should have people there collecting information so we can, our policy leaders can make good decisions back in the States, whether that's in the Department of Defense or the president. Okay. So I don't think there's anything nefarious about that. What is strange is the timing and how this call takes place, because if I were Dr. Callahan and I didn't get to this point, there's no way that the Department of Defense or the CIA would give me permission to share that information with somebody outside the circle and then leak it to the press. So something about this doesn't quite add up. I think it's one of these cases where it's, you know, 60% truth and 40% fabrication. And that's not on Dr. Malone per se. It's on the fact that Dr. Callahan contacted Dr. Malone to discuss this in the first place.
I think we're dealing with about 80% lies here. Maybe 20% true.
Could be. I mean, that's just an estimate. I mean, good psychological operations or covers always have some element of truth to them.
But you think that this, I mean, you stand by the theory that this is a virus. This is a respiratory coronavirus that spreads from person to person.
It's a theory. It's a fact. Yes.
And you don't know that it was intentionally released. You believe that shoddy security protocols.
I haven't seen any evidence to suggest that it was intentional. All the evidence seems to suggest that it was an accident.
So this wasn't about ginning up fear, like Dashik said, to get investors to respond by hyping this thing up so that people would get on board with these shots and volunteer themselves and their children to get to the front of the line to get injected with this bioweapon.
Those two things are not mutually exclusive, so they could be both. So what happens is the agent leaks, and then after the agent leaks, the cover-up operations begin, and stoking the fear is part of having the successful cover-up operation so you can control the narrative.
Do you currently work or contract with any of the intelligence apparatus?
No, I don't. I don't think they would want to talk to me.
Well, they should. Possible. They should want to talk to you because we should get to the truth about what happened in Wuhan. Get the book. It's brand new. The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. I think that we're still going to continue to uncover more and more and more because I think the lies are just stacked on lies. And I think that the more that comes out, the more these so-called good-intended people turn out to have underlying and nefarious motivations, it's really quite the onion to peel back. And we appreciate you being here with us, Dr. Huff. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Christmas is coming. How about a great gift idea? How about the gift of natural healing for joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, seasonal allergies, food allergies? Do you know somebody who's dealing with ADHD? Do you know somebody who's dealing with Parkinson's disease? The list goes on and on. The natural treatment of CBD is what we would recommend, and we would recommend Curable. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Why? Well, because I know where it's sourced. All the product, all the hemp comes from right here in my home state of Minnesota. No lipid nanoparticles, no aerosolized injections, no bioweapons of mass destruction. No, this is just good treatment for you. Anxiety, stress, all of these other things can be used with the great product line over at curable.com. Go there right now, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. 20% off site-wide on all of the great products from this family-owned business when you use promo code STU at curable.com. We produce a few documentaries over here at the Stu Peters Network, and we're proud of them. But fortunately, we're not the only ones doing extended investigations into COVID. Jonathan Otto is a documentary filmmaker, and he has his own brand new docuseries about COVID. And if you need a reason to see it, here's a good one. I'm in it. Seriously, though, it's called The Co-Venom Series. Be interested to talk to him more about that. You can also check out a replay of Jonathan's last film, The Brave Series. This describes how to reverse vaccine injury.
What they've been doing for a very long time, beyond 100 years, is they've been poisoning us with toxins in the environment and then calling it viruses so that we think it's just innocent nature.
Why is everybody getting sick? Whether you're injected with poisons, you're eating poisons, you're drinking poisons, you're around poisonous people, you're watching poisonous stuff on TV, poisonous stuff through social media, you have to take away the poisoning.
Call them what they are. They're a bioweapon. A weapon is something to harm you or kill you. A bio means that it's something that's going to be inserted in you to hurt you.
Like the Johnson & Johnson shot, they're just injecting you with the spike proteins. Now, what were the spike proteins? The spike proteins were actually found to be venomous peptides or rabies virus sequences. These weapons are designed to cross the blood-brain barrier and attack specifically glial cells in the brainstem and nicotinic acetylcholine receptors.
All cell and tissue damage is caused by increased levels of oxidation. We want to design a protocol that addresses these factors, allowing repair of oxidized areas and preventing new oxidized areas.
What we need to do, certainly as a planet, is to gravitate towards food that is not sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, food that is not genetically modified, natural whole foods that have been growing on this planet since the dawn of time.
So once again, here's the balance. What resources have you got available? I would say to somebody, okay, well then have a discussion with your cardiologist. Ask them if they know why the spike protein causes endothelial damage. If they can't answer that, that cardiologist is not in a good place to treat you.
But there is research out there from ethical people who are showing that natural immunity certainly is much better with much lower risk than artificial injections.
Go to braveseries.com/Stu. He's promised to make it free for all of you. Again, that's braveseries.com/Stu for the free look. We sat down with Jonathan Otto for an extended period of time today. Here's part of what he said.
Co-Venom is all about the exploration of what the biological weapons program was, how it was developed in the United States of America, how the congressional hearing in 1975 revealed that they had, in fact, developed heart attack weapons using snake venom, shellfish venom, and they publicized this. And numerous publications have come out discussing, showing the weaponization of cone snail venoms, and that it has been one of the greatest terrorist threats that we have faced. Like, for example, the Department of Justice article, Conotoxins, Potential Weapons from the Sea, 2012, where it details that the treatment for a cone snail sting is intubation and respiratory support. And specifically, you could see that they knew all the symptomology. They knew how it unfold. They knew how it'd be a neurological problem primarily, and then that would attack the respiratory system. And they knew that because they were using venom peptides, which they've been using for a long time now, back as early and before 1975. From that point, we go into solutions. Well, then now that we know what they're doing, how do you solve this? How do you heal this in the body? And the results and the truth, the information that is uncovered in that arena is astounding, because we have documented many cases of people turning around their chronic conditions post-jab, post-COVID.
So when Watch the Water came out, and since then, I mean, I have just come under relentless attack by people saying, well, how can we believe you? You push the BS venom theory. I don't understand where this is coming from. This is not a theory. This is factual. And actually, Artis was only wrong about one thing, is that he thought it was only one or two or three different venoms. He now says that this has been like 10 times that amount, 30 some different venoms. So explain that. Why do you think that this platform is being attacked? And then do you go further into detail than Watch the Water did to show exactly how this happened with these venomous peptides from, for example, the Chinese crate snake and, you know, other snakes from around the world in Africa and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really sad that a lot of people can't catch on to this. And that's just typical when you watch, you know, new information being revealed. And it's sad because people suffer because of that. And my interest in this is not to be like some over the top whistleblower. It's simply because if you want to help people, if you want to get people solutions, you have to know what you're dealing with. You have to know what the problem is. And so I admire your pursuit, Stu. I really do. And I think that you did a huge service for the world, and let it be what it will be. It'll be egg on their face, but really, if we just kind of love and support them, we'll start seeing a lot of people come over, because this is absolutely the truth. In terms of the direct application, where did this come from? How is it detailed? Yes, quoting the Italy study that was conducted and published of 2021, June, 36 different types of venoms, 15 of those were cone snails, 20 snakes, one starfish, and they specifically detail how they target different receptor sites, especially the nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. Back in the 1975 disclosure in the congressional hearing with director of the CIA, William Colby, which I believe, even though I've showed that footage and we're featuring that, I believe it also has this smokescreen element of the reason why they disclosed it back in 1975 was simply because they were allegedly shutting down the program, but they were going to do a bigger, more clandestine version, much bigger, but they have to tell you hidden in plain sight, which is all part of the occult. But also they had to give people the idea that yes, this happened, but it's being shut down. But they detail cobra, specifically cobra venom, paralytic clamshell, various types of shellfish venoms discovered, used in the laboratory labs, used in various heart attack guns and fountain pen darts, like stealth weapons. But that, you know, from the document, which you can download from senate.gov, it specifically states, which is very important, Stu, for listeners to see this, specifically states the CIA opted into a cooperative project with the FBI in Fort Detrick to release animal venoms into the water supplies in the FBI building. And it specifically says that it, based on chlorine levels on the water, that it would kill the E. coli and the coliphage. The venom would be de-weaponized if it was in that environment, which shows that they knew that chlorine derivatives like hydroxychloroquine, chlorine dioxide would be treatments that would be effective. They knew that. They disclosed that because they said it would kill upon contact. It's all there in the documents. And they were using it specifically. They were targeting people through the water. You're absolutely right, and your expose, and it's true.
Well, there you go. Amazing stuff. Great work there by filmmaker Jonathan Otto. Make sure that you go there. It's absolutely free. Do the research on your own. Go to braveseries.com/stew. Again, braveseries.com/stew. So many good people are coming together to try to find a solution, and it's amazing. It's not the people who invented this that are trying to find a solution. It's just good humanitarians like Jonathan Otto. So again, go to braveseries.com/stew. It's 100% free. We want you to go there and take in all of the information. That entire discussion with Jonathan Otto can be seen all weekend long in its entirety for premium members at stewpeters.com. If you have not signed up yet, I think it's like $1 trials over there, stewpeters.com. We'll be right back.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
When we're talking about health, we think and know that it's actually equally, if not even more important, to be psychologically on point as it is to be physically on point. So make sure that your mental A game is at its full force by going to Newtopia.com/stew. Again, Newtopia.com/stew. Check out this product called Collagenius. Collagen mixed with mushroom extract. Go figure it out for yourself. Look up mushroom extract, look up collagen, what it does for the brain. My favorite product from Newtopia, though, is absolutely focused savagery. Be more creative, more driven, more focused, more energized. Bust through distractions. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu. So about half of all American adults don't get enough magnesium in their diets. We've talked about that here before. And that has a whole host of negative effects. But one of the biggest is that it impairs the immune system. So a lack of magnesium can even cause a cytokine storm, where the body attacks its own cells instead of fighting off infections, causing inflammation and cell damage and blood clots and all kinds of other potentially fatal ailments. So how can you fight back? Well, it's simple. Get enough magnesium. Wade Lightheart is a 3-time Canadian natural bodybuilding champion whose books are sold in more than 80 countries. He also sells magnesium supplements, which you know that you can find at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, and he joins us now. Wade, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate you being here. By the way, just incidentally, I'll let you know right off the top here, I get dozens of emails thanking me for putting people on to Mag Breakthrough because, you know, a lot of people understand the importance of magnesium, so they go buy these other supplements, and then they realize quickly, hey, they're having a reverse effect of the desired result. And that's because it acts as like a laxative and they're just excreting, crapping everything out, I guess, you know, just to be graphic, I guess, but not this one, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, go there. So tell us more. You have some findings as it relates to the COVID weapon of mass destruction and magnesium.
Absolutely. And we have to understand that our immune system is the best defense in bolstering that in dealing with any sort of predator that's coming in to tear apart your health and your vitality. Magnesium is a key element in regulating our nervous system, putting us out of the fight or flight and into a state of relaxation. It also improves the quality of our sleep. Just 2 capsules before you go to bed will oftentimes double your deep sleep. It's not the duration of the sleep that's most important. It's how much deep sleep. And all of the people in the biohacking industry that are monitoring their sleep, you know, using these sleep trackers, have noticed a big improvement from magnesium. And it's for that reason of nervous system optimization.
Yeah, I mean, getting the right amount of rest. Everybody knows this is not like some wives' tale. This is not, you know, some old conspiracy here. Getting the right amount of rest is absolutely critical. Go ask any professional athlete, for example. I mean, you were an all-natural Canadian bodybuilding champion. So you understand rest and recovery are just as equally as important as resistance and repetition when you're training. Is that right?
Absolutely. In fact, I just competed at the Mr. Olympia, Natural Mr. Olympia, a couple weeks ago at 50 years old. And what I've noticed is doubling down on recovery is the key element to handling stress. Stress, by the way, the stress response, and these are stressful times that we're in.
Oh, they are? You're kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't noticed.
The number one mineral to offset the effects of stress is magnesium. And it's not just one type of magnesium. There's multiple types of magnesium, and Magnesium Breakthrough is, to my knowledge, the only magnesium supplement that gives you all 7 essential magnesium elements that delivers to every part of your body for maximum optimization.
Why do 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency?
It's been stripped out of our soil thanks to our farming protocols set by our government agencies and agriculture protocols. And now they're limiting fertilizer. Now they're having all these issues. And of course, that's depleted our magnesium levels in our soils for the last, you know, 80 years. And they're accelerating that process. So smart people are recognizing you can't get out of that situation, but you can supplement your way out of oversight regulations that are depriving you and your family from the essential minerals that you need to be healthy.
So bolstering your immune system and getting the appropriate amount of deep sleep. What about this? I've got about a minute left here and I got to ask you, what about the production of testosterone? Does magnesium directly affect that?
Not only does it affect that, it improves it, and as well as 300 other reactions inside the body. If there is a miracle mineral, it is magnesium, but you need all 7 of them because different types of magnesium go to different types of the body. We're the only company that delivers it, and you will feel the difference. In fact, we have a money-back guarantee to ensure that if it's not the best magnesium product you've ever taken, maybe the best supplement you've ever taken, we'd give you all your money back.
Well, we talk about you every day for 2 reasons. 1, because you pay for it. But 2, and most importantly, we don't do business with people. We don't take money from just anybody. We won't advertise for something that I don't personally endorse, that I don't personally use, and that I haven't found positive effects from. And that is the case with Magnesium Breakthrough. I mean, I'm getting tremendous sleep. Like you said, with my evening meal, I take the 2 capsules And it really has done magnificent things for me. So I hope everybody, you know, and for Christmas time, what a great thing to give the gift of health to other people, help them to combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights, which ultimately leads to an early grave. We say it on this program almost every day. Wade Lightheart, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You can get these products by going to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go check it out. Do the research for yourself on the importance of magnesium and how it affects your body's overall functionality. I promise that you will know that the only thing that you can do to help to better yourself in this realm is to supplement magnesium. You got to do it. We want you to live long lives. We want you to be happy. We want you to avoid stress and anxiety, get the sleep that you deserve, have a healthy immune system. And by the way, we happen to need men with maximum testosterone production. So go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Just got a text from Steve Kirsch. Quote, congrats on the House defense bill that drops the mandate for the military. My response to that is, yes, that is an amazing victory. But we can't stop now. We have to turn up the heat. Now reinstate everybody that you kicked out of the military. Seize and incinerate the entire stockpile supply of every single one of these bioweapon injections. And then hold to account all of those responsible for perpetuating this biowarfare on humanity. We're out of time. Until tomorrow, we'll be right here at the same time, in the same place. God bless you.